Aircheckdownloads.com.
You have to have now what you're missing. That's driver 670 and car 67. Good morning. I must up to be quiet. You're driving around the bend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He does go on, doesn't he? He goes on and on forever. Good morning. It's Mark Seymour with you until 12 o'clock. Right, what have we got for you in the programme today? Well, of course, the Mystery Voice, the Morning Tease, Grant Blytheman, our vets here around 11.15. I'll be chatting to Liz Clark from the YMCA, and she represents the YMCA in Sunderland. We'll be talking about counselling sessions for youngsters and solvent abuse. And a little bit later on, we'll be finding out how restaurants qualify for a mention in the Good Food Guide. I'll be talking to the editor of this year's Good Food Guide, Drew Smith. That's all between now and 12 o'clock. And, of course, in just a few minutes' time, we'll also be looking at the early midweek market prices, fruit and vegetables in May. And we've got one or two records in between as well. Be quiet. Here's Kiki D. Oh, it's a lovely record. It's Kiki D, 11 minutes past nine, and the loser gets to win.
It's Christmas with gifts galore at Shopping City.
Mark Seaman.
We'll be finding out those early midweek market prices in a couple of minutes. First of all, here's Edison Lighthouse. Edison Lighthouse. Had Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. That was a number one back in 1970. I remember playing that in my early discotheque days. Now then, just after 6 o'clock tonight, Tony Crosby's here with the Tuesday edition of his programme. Featured artists are the prolific hitmakers of the last 10 years, ABBA. Plenty of choice there. At 7.40, you'll be in stitches when we start a regular series of sewing and knitting hints with Stella Baines of the British Needlecraft Council. Terrible. On this, our first week, we'll be learning what's new in sewing machines and how to choose the right one. We'll be trying not to stitch you up. And there'll be other features too, lots of good music, completing the Tuesday evening. That's TC, Tony Crosby, on Metro, just after 6 o'clock. Let's catch up with those midweek market prices now. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Very well, and yourself?
Yes, not so bad. I had my first try at Christmas shopping yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And they've got a marvellous new system in Newcastle. I don't know if it's the same everywhere else in the area, but it's called a lift service. You sort of get into a crowd of people and you're lifted up by your shoulders.
Yes.
And you get hustled in between shops, and if you want something, you grab it and throw the money on as you get lifted out to the next shop.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
I know, because I had a week's holiday last week, and we were spent last Thursday in the city centre doing Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
They're assassins.
Madness, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, quite frankly, people tend to just try to walk through you.
Yes.
You know, they don't go around you. They're trying to, you know, these women seem to get one thing in their mind, and then that's it. They're just gone.
Yes,
doesn't help you if you're in your way.
In your case, it's not the shopping.
Walk over you.
It's not yours till you pay for it either, is it?
No.
I'll have that bunk.
It's not my idea of fun, I can tell you.
Yes, I think if you know, a new form of torture, if you wanted to make someone talk about something, you just tie them in a main shopping precinct for the whole of Christmas Eve.
That's right.
Be great, wouldn't it? Anyway, are people grabbing your sprouts and things? Are they squeezing your satsumas, George?
Yes, it gets better.
Yeah.
Well, actually, satsumas are particularly good value at the moment. We have the very large, which are 6 for 49 pence.
Thanks a lot, George.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye. Right, so it's 20 past nine. That's a rough idea of the sort of prices you should be paying for your fruit and vegetable. Fruit and vegetables as we get nearer to Christmas, and of course fruit, and especially those satsumas. I'm getting hooked on satsumas, you know. I don't know whether it's possible to become addicted to them, but I think I am at this time of the year. Here's the new single from Status Quo. Hey, Margarita Time. That's the new one there from Status Quo. We're looking towards our mystery voice in a moment or two. 23 and a half minutes past nine.
Hurry now to Bin's Hosiery Department on the ground floor.
If I told you what I was looking at, you wouldn't believe me. Pictures of semi-dressed women. But we won't go into that. It's all in the best possible taste, as someone would say. £35 we have on our mystery voice. £35. And that's what's at stake today. Sir Olivier and Timothy Spall were our guesses yesterday. Both wrong, I'm afraid. So, £35 we're up to today. So, our first million seller. And between 1972... 2 in 1976, this gentleman sold something like 18 million records. And then he decided to retire and went to live in France and around the world, spent £1 million in about half the time it took him to make it. And now he's trying to make a comeback, and he hasn't had the success he had in the 70s. In 1974, he had 2 million sellers and 4 number ones. And here's one from that year for Gary Glitter. Yes, Gary Glitter and his band, the Glitter Band, sold a phenomenal amount of records in the mid-70s. Gary Glitter selling about 18 million, and his band selling about 10 million. Phenomenal success they had. Where are they now? Alison Wood is our first contestant. Good morning, Alison.
Morning.
Do you remember Gary Glitter?
Only just.
Only just, yes. All the, it's where those great big silver suits and the like, didn't they?
Yeah.
And those, the shoes, I mean, talk about Cuban heels, they had Cuban toes as well, didn't they? About 6 foot off the ground. Anyway, you're calling from the Polly, are you?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, what are you doing there?
I'm working part-time in the kitchens until Christmas.
Right, so will you be helping out with the Christmas dinners and the like?
Yes.
Okay, well, we hope you pull a cracker today and win yourself £35. Are you confident?
No, I've got no idea at all.
Well, that's honest. Okay, are your friends listening there?
Yes, I've had some instructions.
Have you? Right, so if you win this lot, it's drinks all round, is it?
Yes.
Right, okay, well, all the best. And are you ready? Here comes that voice.
Oh, when I went to Blitz, George was the only person who smiled and said, please take my picture.
On behalf of a number of you, who do you all say that is then?
We think it's Bernie Winters.
Do you? Oh, Bernie, it's not, you know.
No, I didn't think it was, really.
Yeah, so you can blame them, can you?
Yes.
Right. You rotten lot. You've lost all that money. They don't care, do they?
No, I don't think they do.
No, all right. Well, don't work too hard and say hi to everybody for us.
Right.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
She's giggling now. Alison Wood thought it might have been Bernie Winters. No, it isn't Bernie Winters. We'll have a second contestant in just a moment from now.
On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
I'm set.
Now ready.
Ready.
A little bit of rock and roll there from Bill Haley and the Comets in the Razzle Dazzle. Gene Patton, hello.
Hello.
Were you doing the razzle dazzle there?
No, not really.
Are you rocking and rolling?
No.
Are you not a bopper?
I used to be.
What sort of music do you like?
Oh, I like the rock and roll.
Do you?
Yes.
Have you got a favourite song? All time.
Quite a few.
Memories
I like.
Memories. I won't sing to you today, Jean. I won't ruin your day for you. You'd have some happy memories if you won £35, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
You're going to win it for us, aren't you?
Oh, no, I doubt it. On the go, though.
All right, lovey, here we go.
Right.
Oh, when I went to Blitz, George was the only person who smiled and said, please take my picture.
Right then, Jean.
Well, I think it might be Spike Milligan.
Do you?
Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid not.
No, I didn't think it would be.
Never mind. I love the way people say, I think it's... And then when I say no, they say, no, I didn't think it was.
No.
Anyway, it was nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Have a nice Christmas if I don't hear from you before.
See you.
Bye-bye, lovey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Spike Milligan and Bernie Winters were the guests today. Both a couple of funny lands, but didn't put a smile on our contestants' face, I'm afraid. Both wrong. Another fiver in the bin, £40 now. And if you'd like to have a go, Mystery Voice, Metro Newcastle, NE99, 1BB. Who is this?
Oh, when I went to Blitz, George was the only person who smiled and said, please take my picture.
Downloads.com.